one token over the lines arc and circles. In what may have been the end of the line for physical tokens, the New York City subway system stopped using tokens in 2003. More recently, tokens took on new life as cryptocurrency, and with Autodesk Flex program introduced in September. Autodesk Flex is a licensing scheme based on tokens. A company can buy tokens from Autodesk or eligible resellers and issue them to end users of Autodesk applications. As an administrator of tokens, you can specify which individuals can use them as well as restrict access. End users can also buy tokens for themselves. This seems particularly well suited for people who would need to use software infrequently or irregularly. For example, an inventor who spends most of their time in the shop and little time designing. The inventor can buy tokens to use Autodesk's Inventor. Did you see that coming? Or more likely, Fusion 360. Two tokens of Fusion 360 can be had for just $6, and you can use it all day, for example. Technically, once you open Fusion 360, apply the token, you have 24 hours to use the application. You will want to have a supply of Red Bull or Yerba Mate handy. Once you purchase tokens, you have a full year to use them before they expire. You cannot roll them over from 1 year to the next. If you are considering giving them as gifts, a gift card for almost anything else will have more lasting value. A gift card don't ever expire. Tokens bought with Flex are not to be confused with Autodesk Cloud Credits, which are intended only for cloud services and are used to pay for results from cloud-based applications, such as generative designs. Tokens and cloud credits are not interchangeable and there is no conversion from one to the other. Why Flex? Why now? Autodesk already had most of its application available on subscription, migrating almost completely from the perpetual license it had in place since perpetuity. What more would Flex provide? We tracked down the architect of Flex, Jeff Kinder, Chief Digital Officer of Autodesk, for the answer to these and other questions. Can a token be related to a dollar amount? Standard token prices are $3, with a progressive volume discount and larger token pack sizes. When a user opens a product included with Flex, they are charged the daily rate per product once every 24 hours. You can see the daily rate for each product available with Flex here. Are there any Autodesk products that tokens cannot be used for? Most products included in our enterprise business agreements are available with Flex. However, given our large portfolio, not all Autodesk products are currently available with Flex. We prioritized our most used products for launch. In time, most products will be added. Near the top of our upcoming list is Autodesk Construction Cloud, ACC. We are currently working through the technical and user experience details to make ACC available with Flex. You can see the full list of currently available products and services here. Will the user have to consume tokens for product use in the office and purchase more tokens when they use the same product at home on different hardware? When a user opens and signs into an Autodesk product included with Flex, they will be charged the product's daily rate once every 24 hours. Users will not be charged for using multiple versions or reopening the product within the 24-hour period, even if they use it across different devices. What sort of user will benefit most from Flex, rather than a subscription? Subscriptions are best for frequent, regular usage, or for users who simply want to have access at any time without tracking their token balance. Flex really benefits occasional users or occasional use. We expect Flex customers to fall into three broad categories. Occasional users at customers of all sizes. We have found many customers have both frequent and occasional users. Current customers who want to try new products across the Autodesk portfolio or who only need to access certain products occasionally. For example, a Fusion 360 subscription customer who needs occasional access to Revit. New customers who are introducing themselves to Autodesk products but are not yet frequent users. This breakdown is also what we are seeing with early Flex adopters. I noticed that when getting tokens for AutoCAD and Inventor for more than 7 days, Autodesk recommends a subscription. Is 7 days a good crossover from tokens to subscription for all Autodesk products on Flex? The threshold differs by product, which is why we provide customers with an estimator to find the right token quantity for their needs. Flex comes with the same level of reporting and insights as our subscription products, so customers can easily track token use and spending to better understand their consumption patterns and learn when it may be time to move users to subscription. Consumption patterns often vary over time as well, so customers may choose based on peak usage versus averages. How has Flex been received? Can you give the number of tokens sold or users engaged? Flex has been very well received by customers and partners. We had tested pay-per-use models, which helped inform how Flex works. As such, we have heard from customers that this model makes it clear that we have been listening to their feedback around supporting occasional users, especially as we retire multi-user subscriptions next year. We have also had productive conversations about how Flex can be improved in the months to come. Here's what one customer, Donna McGrath, the Director of Information Security Vendor Management at UK's RPS, has said of Flex. We had a user come to us that needed Navy's Works Manage. It wasn't a product we owned, so we would have had to go through quite a complicated process. With Flex, we were able to give him access immediately, says McGrath. Some offices may own 10 single-user subscriptions, but they only use some of them a few times a week, not a good utilization of the subscriptions. Flex makes it a better experience for everyone. Tokens seem to be used all at once for a 24-hour period. Is there, or will there be, a provision to use a product by the hour? We don't currently have plans to introduce hourly rates. As with all our products, we will evaluate future enhancements based on customer feedback. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Flex? Our top priority is enabling our customers to design and make a better world. We do this by building great Autodesk products and ensuring our customers are maximizing the value they get out of those products. We provide flexible business models that allow customers to choose what is right for them. We are happy to be one of the first in our industry to offer a consumption model to complement our core subscriptions,